Hello, and welcome to
the Sharp Side Podcast. I'm your host, Chas Prada, and with me from his car, he's back from Europe. Give us a quick 2 minute trip right after this, Austin. It's Austin Tarkett, ladies and gentlemen. How was Europe?
You want a recap? It was fantastic. Drank a lot of beer. Went to Oktoberfest, where wow, it is a different scene there. Just imagine like a giant fair / beer event just mixed into one, and where there's, gosh, there must have been 150,000 people there.
Jeez.
Something nuts. But it was great. Had a good time. Still was able to keep up on football. One of the nights we didn't go out. I think it might have been like a Friday night. No, it was Sunday night. Idiot. We watched the games on Red Zone on our laptops in bed, and we saw at least all the 10 a.m. games. And then saw the Jags beat the shit out of the Chargers, and we went to bed on that note. But I'm not the biggest fan of the time change. It's kind of tough, especially when there's like a Monday night game, Sunday night game. It starts at 2 a.m. In Europe. A bit late for someone who is in bed by 9 on most nights.
Seriously. That was actually my next question. All right. But good to hear that you didn't go – 2 weeks footballless.
I also didn't go 0-2 on my best bets. So I hit one. So.
You're right. Hey, 1-1 in your last two. How about that?
Yeah. It's not better than 0-2.
Meanwhile, James is 4-0. I'm 2-1-1. I can't complain about that. And
wow. I'm 1-3.
Yeah.
That's a problem. It's all right. And James just texted his best bet too. Also, we haven't had a podcast with the three of us on it in quite some time. James is also in the IL. He is – was it wisdom
dental
teeth?
Surgery. I think it was wisdom teeth, yeah.
Where he was treating it like he was getting cancer surgery, like something removed out of his body. But he's on the drugs. He can't talk right now. But he will be joining us next week, where hopefully all three of us will finally be back on a pod.
I know. Seriously. Let's hope. All righty. Let's get right into it. James is saying Dolphins -3 for now. God, I kind of hate that.
I kind of do too, but we'll get into that. You want to start with that?
Sure. Let's talk about it. Why do you hate it or kind of hate it? That's where I'm at.
I just like
Teddy Bridgewater on the road.
It's Teddy Bridgewater on the road is really what. Let me think about it a little more. I mean, it is an extended amount of time for Teddy Bridgewater to at least come in, and they played last Thursday, so it's more time to prepare.
Yeah, but that's like my thing with Teddy Bridgewater is I would never worry about his like preparedness and like him being ready to go, right? He's just kind of limited.
No, I agree, but it's also he's limited, so you have to game plan for having Teddy Bridgewater.
That's a good point.
Last week, the game plan was to have Tua, who, Jesus Christ, how did you let him on the field? But they game plan for Tua last week and instead of Teddy. And then you look at this Jets team and it's like, were you that impressed with Zach Wilson?
No, sure, it was a good win. The Steelers suck too.
The Steelers are really bad. And sure, Zach Wilson did have a good drive to a game.
Yeah, it was one good drive.
But that's it. And even one of the plays, there was a really big, like 20-yard catch that was made that was dropped that they just quickly ran to the line and got the ball off before it was reviewed. I'm just not super impressed.
Yeah, I remember that.
I'm not super impressed with the Jets, but at the same time, like I'm not gonna lay a field goal with Teddy Bridgewater on the road. It's a stay-away game for me. Me being a big Jets fan, this is a huge game for them. They could go 3-2 if they win this game. That's nuts. So no opinion for me, but I would agree with James. I'll lean Dolphins way.
One thing in James' favor is that the Dolphins are on – they're on their fifth right tackle, I think, right now. And the guy's going to start right tackle is just Elijah Vera Tucker, who is a really good right guard for them. So, mm-hmm. That – against a really good Dolphins defense, I think that could pose some significant issues there. But
agreed.
3.5 on the road. What is this dude talking about?
They have been continuing to lose their tackles because they lost Becton, of course. Then they lost Dwayne Brown. How many tackles are they on now? That's nuts.
Yeah, it's the fifth one.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, you said fifth. Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, I don't know. I don't think Teddy Bridgewater is that bad, but 3.5 on the road, it's bit pricey for my blood, so I'll be staying away. But we should probably just be betting whatever James tells us to, because it's clearly winning.
Good point. Good point.
Let's start with you because you got a whole lot in this
I do.
Bucks Falcons game. Bucks are laying 8.5, call it, and they are hosting the Falcons. Who did they win last? Yeah, they did beat the Browns last week.
Two and two. This is
So,
a game to be on top of the NFC South.
oh, that's right. Run through all your bets here.
Well, for starters, best bet is the Bucks spread. And you know, 1-3 on my best bet. So
Do
I figured, you know what?
you're
I'm gonna
due.
have three. I'm gonna have three in this game. So I have three bets for this. Bucks spread, Bucks first half, and Falcons team total under. So for starters, I'm just looking back at that Bucks Chiefs game and they got killed. It was 41-31, but they got killed. There was like a cop behind me, just making sure that. Oh no, do not give me a ticket. Okay, hold on. I should be good.
No way. We're gonna
Okay.
record
No,
this. Oh my gosh.
I should be good. I think he was just sneaking on, but there
No.
was a cop
Sorry,
right
I don't
behind
actually
me.
want you to get a ticket, but that would have been
Think we're
so
good. I think
funny.
we're good. Like, I'm not supposed to have AirPods on the freeway. Anyway, sorry, officer. He's literally right next to me. So back to business. This fucking siren just distracting the hell out of me. I look at that Bucks Chiefs game, and the Bucks give up 41 points to the Chiefs, and it's the high octane offense of the Chiefs. But if you listen to the post game interview, how pissed off that defense was, because this is the same defense that I think they were allowing 12 points a game going into it. This is one of the best defensive units in the NFL right now. Niners may be up there too now, but they got punched in the face, and that was their first punch all game, all season. And I think their defense is going to completely bounce back. I really think these guys are a strong unit, even though they got punched last week. And you look at this Falcons team, and they are not even close to what the Chiefs' offense is. The Chiefs were passing the ball down the field all game, using their weapons, using Travis Kelce particularly. And you look at this Falcons team, and Marcus Mariota threw the ball 7 times last week. They're a run-heavy team, which that comes right into the Bucs' hands. They're one of the best rush defenses in the league as well, which Vita Vea is on the injury report. I'm hoping he plays. That would help even
He's
more.
always on the injury
Regardless,
report.
yeah, he is. Regardless, the Bucs' defense is superb, rush D particularly, and the Falcons will not be able to exploit their defense the same way that the Chiefs did. And you look at the injuries, Kyle Pitts is hurt. Cordell Patterson's out. So it's like even the Falcons' offense is suffering. So for me, my bet is I just think the Bucs are better on both sides of the ball by far. Also, not to mention, the Bucs offense did put up 31 last week. It was the healthiest the receivers have been pretty much all season since week one. They're just getting healthier and getting to play with each other more and more. I think their offenses looks pretty good last week, considering they were down. Chaz was discussing before how he does think the Chiefs have a pretty strong defense. But the Falcons have. I think I saw a stat. They pressured the quarterback 4 times all season, like got in a QB hurry
Whoa.
4 times this year. So, I mean, they've gotten sacks, but as far as like QB hurries, they're at four, is what I just heard that somewhere. So it's like if you're going to give Tom time and healthy options on the receiving core, they're going to be able to score. So for me, I really like the spread. I like the first half angle just because back to the being getting punched in the lip, I think they're going to come out hungry. I think that defense is going to come out hungry. I don't think the Falcons are going to score. And their team total under is 19 and a half, and it's a juicy 19 and a half. I don't know what sites there are to like buy down, or if like maybe later in the week it'll fall to 18. I mean, I would play any number that's under 17, or over 17, for their team total under, and just to pay as least amount of juice as possible. But I'm liking Bucks all around. I really do think they're going to roll.
Tom Brady has actually faced a pretty decently high pressure rate this year, and he's been pretty bad, just like passer rating wise under pressure. And so, that's something, especially with him, you expect him to get better. So why not go like Bucks first half team total over? Because I know like on game day, there is that bet's normally allowed because like. The whole point is that, it's the healthiest they'll be all season. You're kind of asking for, I feel like, a little bit less. And I mean, I don't know about you, but I kind of expect them to have the ball a whole lot in the first half and then kind of sit on it in the second. So
Yeah,
that's,
I like that angle. That's a fourth bet. So
13 and
couple.
a half, 14 and a half would probably be what it.
Yeah. If it's under 14, I love it, but it'll probably be higher than that. So couple more. One, I mean, this is the easiest opponent they're going to face all year. I mean, this is like their first deep breath. I mean, the easiest opponent they've faced so far is at the Saints, and you know that the Saints have always had their number. So this is like a very good deep breath where they're just facing a weaker Atlanta defense. And then also in terms of like future markets, I really like this Tampa Bay team. I mean, they're 2-2 right now. Their offense has clearly not been healthy, and they're going to get healthy as the year goes on. They're going to start using who's that running? Their running back, Rashawn
Rashad
White.
White. Yeah, he's been
Yeah,
great.
he's gonna get bigger as the season goes on. Well, I know how I've talked about this whole defense, but if you ever were to buy a futures number, it would be right now. Just because they play Atlanta, then they play the Steelers, then they play the Panthers. They're going to be 5-2 in 3 weeks. So you're never going to get a number like this again.
12-1. It's
So,
pretty juicy.
yeah, it's not bad. Totally want to win the Super Bowl or NFC.
Win the Super Bowl.
Okay. I mean, yeah,
NFC is 450.
I'd rather just pay the 12-1. I mean, the NFC is definitely loaded, don't get me wrong, but I see no juggernaut in there. I think this is just the best time to get that number.
I'd also argue that almost like assuredly, getting through the AFC is going to be an absolute gauntlet, and there are. For right now, I think there are three teams who can win the NFC: Eagles, Packers, Bucks. And I would listen to an argument about the Niners. I just don't think they're there yet, and they have Jimmy G at quarterback. So it's like they would need a insane weather game like they got last
I agree.
year to even keep it close. So,
You said Eagles, Bucks, Packers.
yeah.
See, I would also. Well, we just got to see it when he comes back. I would throw the Cowboys in that bucket.
Oh
I mean,
yes, for sure, for sure,
their
for
defense
sure.
is so damn good. Yeah, I'd like. We got to see how Dak looks, though.
Yeah, that's just my, because like right now it's just, well, we'll get to my thoughts on the Cowboys in a second, but I just want to see like how high the ceiling can get. You know what I mean? Like I'm already pretty calm. Like I don't know how much he's raising the floor for what the team is, or like you know what I mean? I feel like it's more or less the same. Just for something like this, you need him to push it higher. So. All right. Now, speaking of the Cowboys, we're going to get to my best bet. Do you have anything else to add there?
No, I think we hit it all. Bucks in every way possible.
Sweet. All righty. For me, I'm going to roll with the Cowboys getting 5.5 on the road at the Los Angeles. Ooh, my goodness, the Los Angeles Rams. Austin, I know you disagree with this, so I'm going to start, and then I'll let you get going. All right, Cowboys plus 5.5. So this is a big fade on the Rams. So they have four interior linemen on the injured list from the start of the year, and both starting tackles have already had injuries this season. Havenstein and Noteboom will, they're both going to play this week, so it's not, it's not that much of a worry. However, even Havenstein played banged up on Monday, and so it's, still a quick turnaround. And now they take on a defensive front with Parsons, DeMarcus Lawrence or Dexter. Which one is on the Cowboys?
I think it's DeMarcus.
DeMarcus. And friends and co. And so that's probably it is among we just saw them play a really good defensive front last week, right? And they were able to move the ball, but they couldn't finish in the red zone, mostly because Matt Stafford just keys in on one guy. And even then, it was still a lot of punting, and they clearly couldn't run the ball. So it's I think they're going up against another comparable defense. And the Rams are already really thin at O-line. I mean, they like even after they lost Whitworth. So now what's going to happen when, you can't double team Parsons because you have to worry about what's going on up the middle and because your talent there is lower than it was. So let's talk about what we saw on Monday. The Rams pass pro allowed 30 total pressures and a 54% pressure rate. That is absurd. Absurd. And Noteboom himself allowed 10 pressures by himself and 3 sacks. Now, Noteboom is going to have to face Parsons or Lawrence all game. And I would argue that I'm sure there's a great debate between Nick Bosa versus Parsons to be had, but at a minimum, you can call them comparable talents. And Lawrence is almost in that tier. So now let's talk about the offense, right? We know the Rams are going to suffocate the run, as they always do, and I do expect a decent amount of second, third, and longs. But Cooper Rush has not been bad. In fact, I would argue he's been pretty good. He's been consistent, and like for a backup quarterback, you can't really ask for much more. He's been fourth in QBR, and the Rams, after taking on, I would say that their defense looked a little bit better than it actually was last week because they just took on a Niners offensive line that is just ravaged by injuries as well, with no Trent Williams. They lost their backup left tackle who came into, or I think it was backup left tackle in the middle of the game who came in to replace him. And so now this is a huge step up in offensive line because while the Cowboys aren't great at run blocking, they've been fantastic this year at pass blocking. And so I don't need Cooper Rush to be this crazy player. I'm getting 5.5 points. I just need him to be adequate like he's been. And I think that the Cowboys with, adding Gallup to the outside, I think there's and Schultz is a full participant in practice this week. I think there's enough talent there to where they score enough. Even if the Rams win, they're just going to score enough to keep it within the number. And I'm going to add a money line bet too. It's 2-1, but I think this number is far too big. So Cowboys plus 5.5.
I really liked a lot of things you said there. And we debated earlier this game, so I was rethinking a little bit. And I'm not like this game has definitely circled for me on Sunday just to watch because I just need to see more of this Rams team. I really just don't know what to think about them because they got manhandled when they played the Niners and Bills. But then when they played two shitty teams with Atlanta and Arizona, they kind of won easily. Atlanta made a comeback, but like they kind of dominated a lesser team.
Oh, the Rams dominated Arizona.
Yes. I'm in Atlanta because Atlanta almost had a chance to win.
Oh, that's right.
So like I still don't know what to think when they play lesser class teams. They are playing better football. And that's kind of why I made this bet because you think the numbers gone too high. I think the Cowboys are getting a little bit too much respect. I am starting to buy into their defense.
Wait,
And
hold on, really quick. We were just talking about the Cowboys to win like the NFC. Like
I agree.
even upgrading Cooper Rush to Dak, it's like this is not these are not the Cardinals or the Falcons.
I agree. I agree. And that's why you honestly were talking me more into an under, because
Yeah, I kind of like that too.
I don't see I still do not believe in this Rams offense, but I'm not believing in Cooper Rush. And I think that there's been too big of an upgrade for beating a really shitty Giants team with no skill position players. The Commanders with no skill, like they do not have, they have not exactly. And then he did have a great win against the Bengals. It was a tough spot for the Bengals, if I recall. I don't know. I have 4.5. Like I just see like an opportunity here for the Rams where
It's
they
five and a
just got.
half.
I keep bet. I bet at 4.5. So that's the number.
Okay.
So I mean, that's kind of the exact same number.
Yeah, it is.
I just like they just got their butts kicked on Monday night against a really good Niners team, and now it is a short week, but this is their chance to at least show themselves. They need to prove themselves and have a good bounce back win because they have not looked good this season at all. And this is a really big game for the NFC. And you have made me rethink my bet, but I've already done it, so I'm stuck in it too much.
You could get that valuable middle of five. Well, just hope it gets to six, I guess. I don't know. But I just think that and I went through all of that without talking about Stafford, who's looked awful. And a part of that is just
I just.
because he has no time and he keys in on one guy or two guys, Higbee and Kupp, because that's all he can do.
And the offense just sucks. They can't run the ball either. I mean, like they're this. I don't know. They're so one-dimensional what they're throwing. And you're right. It's just going to Kupp and Higbee. I have not like been seeing. And then you're right. How much under pressure he is. And when he's already coming into the season with shoulder injuries, he's going to get a hit at
Elbow.
one of these days.
He might have to get Tommy John when the season's
Yeah.
over.
Like or before because he gets fucking hit every game. Like he's
Yeah.
going to take a hit one of these days, and it's not going to end up pretty. I'm still going to stick with the Rams just because I want to see what the Super Bowl chants are made of. And I think I do still want to believe in them. I want to believe in the talent on this roster. And I'll take it under six. And I also like it's it's a narrative angle, but the Cowboys do have the Eagles on deck, and week six has been circled for when Dak is going to return, and all the sights are on that game because it's the battle for the NFC East. But you mentioned it. They're not looking past the Super Bowl champs. I agree. But I don't know. Next week is a very big game.
Also, like, this is my final point. Then we can move on. You can't – it's impossible to lock down Cooper Kupp. He's the most arguably, like, unschemable receiver or, like, unschemable football player alive outside of a quarterback. But Trevon Diggs has been great. He's, like, the whole, like, yardage thing is taking a bit of a step back. He's graded obscenely well, and he's still getting the picks. And we know Matt Stafford loves to throw those. So, my goodness, he should have had five.
Yeah, he should have.
that was ridiculous. But time to move on. Want to go Chiefs next? Monday night?
Yeah. I don't have a whole lot to say, but where you go.
Sure. Well, we can help me try and figure this one out, because I'm debating between a Chiefs minus seven bet and going back to the well from Mahomes over 2.5 touchdowns. So the Chiefs are laying seven at home Monday night versus the Raiders. And the total is 51, I believe. So I love what the Chiefs defense has done this year. You mentioned how the Bucs offense scored 31, but it was garbage timey. And they were down, they just had to throw the ball all around the yard the whole game. So they got the stops when they needed to early on. And then, you have Patrick Mahomes, so you're just going to score every drive, so it seems. But they keep making this bet plus money, and so I'm just going to keep betting it. And it's Mahomes over 2.5 touchdowns, at least three touchdowns, whatever it is on your book. It's should I just split the bet, go half? Because I think the Raiders offense stinks. It's been Josh Jacobs is having big games, which and now the Raiders O-line has to go up against Chris Jones, and Derek Carr stunk. And it's not looking like Davante Adams matters, but I think Hunter Renfro being out has hurt them too, which I don't know his status this week, but I think the Chiefs might just be a just end game scenario matchup for the Raiders, and it's going to really kill them. So what do you think?
I don't know. I'm so mixed on this Raiders team because I don't want to give up on him yet. I think Derek Carr, I don't want to say stinks. I think he is.
Let me rephrase. He stunk this year.
Yeah. But he is the 16th best quarterback in the league? I mean, he's not awful, and he's formidable when you have a bunch of weapons.
But he has all the weapons this year, and he hasn't looked great.
I agree.
I think it was, almost 50 passes, and he had 180 yards last week.
Yep. He hasn't looked great, but at the same time, they are barely losing these games.
That's true.
I did not think the Raiders should be 1-3. I do expect them to bounce back. But back to your 2.5 bet, Mahomes looks so good, and his pass offense is incredible. Who the hell needs Tyreek Hill when you have Andy Reid? The way they're scheming guys open, they're a different team offensively, and Mahomes has been special. And God, that fucking play he had where he rolled out right and then lobbed
spin
it
and the
Clyde in the back, and especially in prime time, he is showing out. I don't want to call it a letdown game just because last week was so clearly a focus game. He wanted, he had that Super Bowl loss on his head.
Yeah, a little bit of revenge.
You could see the energy on the Chiefs sideline and on Mahomes. But this is still a primetime game. This is still Monday Night Football. And if it's Monday Night Football and the Raiders defense is – they have been holding down teams for the most part, but it's not like their pass defenses look that good. Mahomes is going to get his. So I like that plus 2.5 bet. I realize they're offering that at plus money. That's pretty damn good. Because he's good for a guaranteed two.
Yeah, no,
and
it's,
you know that,
I bet this literally every week. And for this is going back to last year too. And for the first time, it didn't cash against the Colts. And they make it plus money every single week. Except there were a couple weeks last year where it'd be minus 101, minus, 110. And yep. In the playoffs sometimes. So I've kind of okay, maybe not. But every time it's plus money, I feel like I am obligated to. It's the tax, I
agreed.
guess.
And, And Clyde's been a lot better, but he's not exactly stealing rushing touchdowns.
Or and even then, like on the goal line, they do like the, you know, like the shovel passes forward and stuff. So like it's, I don't know, it they just run goal line plays a lot different than everyone because they have Mahomes and they can. So all righty. Let's go Sunday night. We'll just get through rip through the prime time games real quick. Bengals on the road at the Ravens. Bengals getting +3.5. I do like the Bengals here. I will just want to continue to fade the Ravens secondary with good passing offenses. Now, what is going to bone me in this game? And it's going to be Zach Taylor continuing to be a massive chode, and just with the play calling and just the general all around bad decision making. So it's this isn't a very big bet for me, but I getting the hook, I just feel obligated to take the Bengals because I think they're pretty comparable teams. Skill wise, talent wise, and it's I got their the Bengals receiving core, I think, is a big matchup problem for the Ravens.
I completely agree. I love the hook.
Yes.
And it's like, honestly, if this was the Bengals with like Andy Reid or the Chiefs coaching staff,
Yeah. Oh, they're
like I would
favored.
love them. It's just like, can we trust them to use Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins and the speed weapons to beat this Ravens secondary? I don't know. Because if they start jamming the ball with Mixon to start the game, I'm just gonna bet the Ravens live. Because you're not gonna win that way. I mean, you might be able to have a grind out win, but it's like the biggest weakness of the Ravens is their secondary. And like even the Pats balled out on them. If there wasn't such a weather game last week, the Bills and Gabe Davis, if the Bills receiving core would have balled out on them, but
I should have won that
the
bet.
weather stopped it. But as far as this week, I mean, to my knowledge, there's no weather. If the Bengals are passing the ball, I absolutely love that side because they just it's their advantage is too big to the Ravens' weakness.
Can I give you
So
a prop to ponder?
go
So
for it.
we've seen the Ravens get out to these big leagues and then just choke it away in the second half. Now, I think part of that, I think, you know, they lost their defensive coordinator over the offseason. I think he went to the Giants,
Martindale.
right?
I think so.
And I mean
Martindale.
we've seen, you know, he was known for like his you know, complex blitzes and all that. And so now, I mean, immediately the Ravens pass defense is just nowhere near what it was last year. So what do we think about Ravens to win the first half, Bengals to win the full game?
I don't hate it. No, I don't hate that at all.
Probably like 3-4 to 1.
I mean, I think, or just like live overs are just very live, and when the Ravens jump out to a lead, or just
Yeah.
betting the other side. But the one thing I want to say, so Martindale, is known for blitzing heavy, and supposedly this year the Ravens have not been blitzing as much at the same rate as they were last year. And if you remember this game last year, the Bengals fucking smoked them. And Ja'Marr Chase and Burrow put up numbers. And that's because the Ravens were blitzing so heavy. And that's where Burrow succeeds. That's where it opens up these quick receivers. So if they're not doing the same, I guess that does benefit the Ravens. But at the same time, the secondary is so weak and injured that I don't think it quite matters. I think they're losing leads for the most part. It's just they're not running the football. They can't run it. And they
It's
have
like
just.
they're trying. It's almost like they're trying to kind of copy everyone else in the league, where normally they're like first everything, but you know everyone's going to the cover two stuff, where you know you just try and force everything underneath, but they just don't have the personnel to do it. And
I just like I want to love this offense because Lamar is special. Mark Andrews is playing damn good, but it's just they're just they jump out these leads and they can't hold on. They can't run the football. They can't conserve their lead. And I mean that stat is unreal that they've been trailing for 14 seconds in the in
yes.
these.
Oh my
And
goodness.
they're 2-2. So this is a fascinating game. This is a big game for me because I bet Bengals to win the division a couple weeks ago. I
Yep.
think you did as well.
I did.
So this is a ginormous game for that. If the Bengals can win this, especially on the road, that is a big step. Extra time to prepare as well. I like the side. I like the Bengals. Is that hook going to be available again, the 3.5?
It's available now.
Oh,
It's
there we
I think
go.
it's moving in that direction, so.
Okay. I like that bet.
All righty. Okay, I put you down for Bengals just 3.5 too. Let's go Browns Chargers because we both like this total. Go ahead, set it up. 47.5.
Yeah, I really like the over. The only thing to watch is just the weather. You know,
It
in
is
Cleveland,
supposed to be
how the weather
windy.
can get. Yeah, but it's like how windy, because sometimes it can be ridiculous. Sometimes it's like there's always like a 10 to 15 mile per hour wind.
Yeah.
I also don't know how much it matters, just because this is a
Run the
total
rock,
step up.
baby.
Well, not even that. On the Chargers side, this is a total step up in competition for the Browns. I mean, the best passing offense they've faced so far is gulp, the fucking Panthers. Like from week one, like they've played
Falcons.
Panthers, Jets, Steelers, and Falcons, where Mariota threw the ball 7 times last week. Like they have not faced a real pass offense, so I think the Chargers are going to get whatever the hell they want. And then on the Chargers side, they have the exact same problem as they had last year. They cannot stop the run. Chubb still looks damn good. Kareem Hunt still looks good. Browns are going to run the ball all over them. And normally you don't want a total, like when the clock's running, because the Browns are just going to be running the clock all game. But I just don't think it matters. I think they're going to be finishing drives with touchdowns, and they're going to be just breaking off chunk plays. I think 47 half's too low. I would love 47. I think that's what I bet it at. But even then, like this is totally sets up for an over. The only thing that kills us is a bad wind game. And if we do get that, then I think I like the Browns a little bit more if the Chargers pass offense is hurt. But I mean, I went to this game last year. I think the final score was
Oh
like
yes, like 80 total
40 to, yeah,
points or something.
it was like 40 to 37 or something. Like these two teams put up points, and I think this total is just far too low.
Yeah, I think the way we lose it is, I think both of these teams are going to go for it on fourth down a lot, and if you know the clock is running like we expect it to, they don't convert on those fourth downs, and that's might be where it kind of falls apart for us. But yeah, I just to not repeat everything you just said, I agree.
They also struggled to punch it in last week against the Falcons a little
They
bit.
did.
Like
They did.
we need them to score in the red zone.
That O line should be able to push around the Chargers. Yes.
I would agree.
Well, let's go to Arizona, where the Eagles are laying 5 on the road. Total is total is 48.5. I like the Eagles in this game. I think the Cardinals have a bottom 5 defense. And I mean, they were just severely outgained by the Rams. They don't score points in the first half of games, and then they just rely on crazy second halves to they still haven't scored in the first quarter yet, and I think they scored a touchdown last week in the second quarter, which I think it brought their second quarter total to 14 points through 4 games. And so we have a team that has beaten up repeatedly on really bad teams and even like pretty good teams like the Vikings, which you know, that's it. And the Jags are a pretty good team as well. And versus a team that who'd they play before the Panthers last week? Was it the Rams? Okay, never mind. But they were so clearly dominated in that game, and that I will say they beat the hell out of the Panthers. But it's the Panthers, and like who knows if they're even playing for Rhule at this point, which that's a have you seen first coach fired? That's got to be Rhule like minus 400.
I can't find it on a site. I heard it was plus money. I
What?
can't find it on a site.
Who else
Someone,
would it be?
Reich
Oh, that's
tonight.
true. That's a good
Colts
call.
could fire him tonight.
Yeah. Ooh, that is interesting.
Yeah.
Anyways, I just think the Eagles are going to flex their muscles. And I'm just going to take full opportunity to fade a weak Cards defense. And I think that Eagles have enough depth in the secondary and up front to kind of bully the Cardinals passing game. So Eagles minus 5 for me.
Yeah, I'm leaning the other way. I'm bet it. I don't think I will. I'll kick myself if I do. Honestly, I think I kind of want to bet Cardinals money line versus the spread.
Okay.
If I was to get in on any action, just because, like, I mean, there's a couple things. One, like, I do think this Cardinals team sucks, and their defense has been very bad, but it's also been hurt, and it's getting healthier from what it was in the first couple weeks. So that is one thing. And at the same time, like, I think Kyler Murray is still damn good. He is still a top 10 quarterback, and he's using his legs like hell, and he's keeping his teams in his games. And this is the first mobile quarterback that the Eagles have faced all season. They faced pocket passers with Lawrence, Wentz. I mean, Wentz scrambles a little bit, but I mean, not when he's on his back all game. Kirk Cousins and Goff. Like, this is a mobile quarterback. This is a different look for their defense. And this, they're traveling cross country, East Coast to West Coast, and then they have a look at it with the Cowboys next week. I think this Eagles team, I think they're smelling their own shit a little bit. And I do think they're damn good, but I mean, I hear dreams and nightmares in the locker room last game. Everyone's going crazy. And I don't know. I want to buy in them because I agree. Jalen Hurts looks so damn good. This defense looks great. But I mean, the best team they beat is the Vikings. And I'm not saying the Cardinals are they're worse than the Vikings,
They're
but
so
they are.
there's so much worse.
Yes, they are worse than the Vikings. But at the same time, I think they are a live team that can make something happen.
I will give you that. They got this weird mix of playmakers, and Kyler just runs his little legs around and they can make plays. So,
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a fascinating game.
and hey, you know what? To your point earlier, this is a look ahead game for the Eagles. Sleepy spot on the road. They got a huge division game next week. So,
And I like selling high on teams. I am same thing with selling high on the Falcons. Falcons are 4-0 against the spread this year, and I'm fading them in every which way possible.
for sure.
At a certain point, your price gets a little too high.
All righty. Let's talk. You have a tease you like, and then let's talk free money.
Well, I can't really. I mean, can we still offer that tease? That I mean,
Oh, you're
Packers
right. It's not
Bucks
there
is
anymore.
my tease.
Oh, well, what about Chiefs Pack? Would that interest you?
I mean, Packers, I do really like it as a tease. I didn't
I'm
want to
kind of
take
lean
the
the
survivor.
Giants.
I just because it's so there's so much variance in the game. Are we getting Daniel Jones? Are we getting Davis Webb? Is it Davis Webb or is it Davis Love? Is that a golfer?
Davis Love III's a golfer. It's Davis Webb.
Honestly, if it's Daniel Jones, I like the Packers more because Daniel Jones with his ankle hurt, he's not going to have any mobility. I just think that is one of his most important traits. He had two rushing touchdowns last week, just for the ability to extend the pocket. At the same time, this Packers rush D has been weak. Saquon should be able to ball out, and it's the cross country travel. I already teased it. I do like the tease. I don't see the Giants beating the Packers. The Packers did kind of already have their sleepy game last week against Zappy and the Pats, but I like that. And then I love the Chiefs leg. There's other legs too. Oh, it's so gross. I don't want,
Don't say Commanders.
it's so gross. Titans don't win by margin, man. The Titans aren't winning that game by 10 points.
They win by margin last week?
No, the Colts end up coming back. I think they've only won by a touchdown.
Nah,
Yeah,
okay.
24-17.
Okay.
I think it's
Browns or Browns plus 8 at home?
I don't hate that.
Oh, no. We'll figure something out, but let's talk free money real quick. It feels like we are both in full agreement on Bengals plus 3.5. Yeah.
I like that. And I think Browns Chargers over. Is there any way you could buy down points? It's like a 47 would be great.
Yeah, for sure.
It'd be like minus 125. That's annoying. But like for a free money, I mean, no, fuck it. Let's just keep it. It's like,
Maximize value.
you said another one I really liked.
What about Bucks money line's probably too big.
Yeah, well, there was an angle there you liked too.
Oh, the Bucks for first half team total over, that's just not available yet.
Okay. Well, we can bet that though, right? Later in the week,
Yeah,
Saturday, Sunday.
for sure, for sure.
Okay. Well, I like
Bucks
Bucks.
money line, it's minus 435. Can we get a little funky? Can we throw like a dog in there?
You're the all right. Let's talk another game. You're the Saints expert. What do you think of that game?
Yeah.
Should they really be favored? Andy Dalton should really be
They
favored
sh
by five
no,
and a
they
half
shouldn't be
points.
favored by this much.
I can't see them falling to 1-4 and losing to Geno and Geno coming in. I mean, this is a total step up in competition for Seattle.
You
Like, I
like
don't want to see.
you don't want I understand not wanting to back the Cowboys just because you want to like sell high and stuff, but selling the Seahawks team.
I mean, I just bet their team total over wins, so I think I'm in too deep.
So, I was like, because really none of the NFC West teams have impressed me. I think the Cardinals kind of stink. The Rams are just look old. The Niners look good, but it's Jimmy G, so limits the ceiling a little bit. And it got me thinking, like, what, the Seahawks are 22-1 to win the division right now. And then I just stopped myself, like, whoa, KKK. I need to relax right here.
I mean, but in that division with like the quarterbacks who they are, I mean, Jimmy G, Stafford, who could easily get hurt. I mean, we just talked about how much Cardinals are impressive. That is a number. Like, I actually really like that bet. But like, they just don't match up well against the Niners and
Not at
Rams. There's
all.
no way they're going to beat them. They could maybe beat the Cardinals, but no. I mean, they're a 6 or 7 win team tops. Let's get back to how we can make the free money parlay more fun. I fucking like. I hate it because I bet it. Like. Cowboys money line. Because like I don't like. No, I don't want to do that.
You think there's
I
like a
don't want.
long tail to like a Rams blowout?
Yeah, I do.
I see. I kind of disagree with that. That's why I like the Cowboys. I'm gonna bet it anyways, just because I'm a glutton for punishment. But it's just
How about this? This podcast, we don't even know where I'm going right now with this.
no. Oh, what about Lions money line? No,
I don't hate it.
too many skill players out.
Yeah, but they're playing fucking Zappy. Like
No,
I'm
I
okay
think
with
Mac
taking
Jones is
them.
gonna play, but like hurt Mac Jones.
Yeah.
I also saw a stat that the Lions are the best. They have the most yards per carry before contact, and the Patriots' rush defense allows the second most yards per carry before contact.
Wow.
So Jamal
Well,
Williams
now
props.
I like that. Yeah. I mean, I also think that the Patriots are going to run all over the Lions. That's an intriguing game. I mean, they're going to run the football so much. The Lions are so bad. Like, the Lions are so bad, and people keep talking themselves into them week after week.
Yeah, I've had to stop. It's
Seattle just put up
their
48
defense is
points.
atrocious.
So bad.
So
It is
bad.
really, really bad. And but I give them credit. They're the same team as last year. They fight in all these games and they go to the very last whistle. Why are we not betting them live every single time they
You're
go
right.
down?
You're right.
Tell me
Final.
this. What touchdown favorite is going to lose this week?
Touchdown like seven or higher.
Yeah.
Okay, call me crazy. The Packers.
Wow. Why do you say
Like my gut, but that's stupid.
that?
I don't know, dude. It's so similar to what they had to do last week, and like they're not looking ahead, but like it's a weird London game in a strange spot after getting spooked a little bit, and then. But like Daniel Jones has one ankle.
And
So
they
like
still
it's
don't have any
dumb.
receivers. Yeah, they have no talent. I mean, I think if you like the Giants, you should just take the under. Because like, the Giants are not going to score. I mean, well,
Well, Wandale might come back this
yeah,
week.
I heard that. And Tony practice as well. My pick would be Bears. Bears beat the Vikings. We know Minnesota plays so many close games.
You're right.
I hate them in teasers. And
Wow,
this is
that's
a weird
ugly.
spot. Coming home from London, no time off.
Ooh.
Normally you have a bye
You know
week in
what?
between.
Sign me up.
Bears money line. Did we just get fun?
Bears money line. What the hell? And best part, I think, okay. So if we hit the first three legs, we'll be able to sweat out Bengals 3.5 Sunday night.
Lovely. What's that payout?
Plus 1580. So almost
Okay.
16-1. Almost 16-1.
Say it again. Bears money line.
Okay, Bears
Bengals
money
minus
line.
three. Yep.
Bengals plus 3.5. Browns, Chargers over 47.5. Bucks money line.
Whoa, it's Bucks money line there. Wow. I thought it was
Yeah.
the first half.
No, no,
Okay.
no.
I love that.
Yeah. All
That's
righty.
fun.
There you have it.
Sweet.
So that's your free money parlay. My best bet, Cowboys plus 5.5. James's current best bet is Dolphins on the road, lane three. That is subject to change, I will note. And Austin has a myriad of bets in this Bucks Falcons game. And his best bet is Bucks minus 8.5. But really, it's every which way. So there you have it. Thank you guys for listening. Little disjointed, and Austin almost got a ticket live. So
Yeah.
that was good. That was good.
Well, we made it.
rate, review, and subscribe. And most importantly, Austin, what are we going to do this weekend?
Let's go win some money.
Let's do it.